And then he just stood up in the conference room full of board members and he just yelled in the most pissed off tone ever, "I don't know what you guys are thinking, but playtime is over." And I almost fucking died trying to stop myself from laughing. It was fucking hilarious. Everyone else just looked confused or downright embarrassed. And we just sat there staring at each other in silence. Oh, I can't believe he is still head of the branch. What a fucking guy. Well, this is my place. Thanks for the dinner. And thanks for driving me here. That went by so fast, huh? I can't believe we've only been dating for a month. I feel like we've known each other since we were kids. See you again soon. Is Friday night still okay for you? Okay, awesome. You take care as well. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. I have that vinyl collection I keep telling you about. Do you want to come in and see it? Oh, it's no problem at all. Come on, come inside. I hope you don't mind the mess. Have a seat on the sofa. Can I get you a drink? I know you drove here, but I'm saying that I wouldn't mind if you wanted to spend the night here. You made up your mind real quick, huh? I've got some whiskey, if that's fine with you. Do you want ice with it? Sure. There you go. And cheers for office freakouts. You know, it's weird. I'm usually a reserved kind of girl, but you and I just hit it off right away. I've never been the keen one in a relationship, but here I am, arm wrapped around your shoulder, sipping my drink as I cuddle with you. I don't know what it is exactly, but something about you just makes you so trustworthy. It's like I don't have to worry about anything as long as I'm lying here in your arms. Oh, you're too sweet. I'm so glad I snatched you up before the other girls could. I love you, babe. No, seriously, I mean it. Every day we don't spend together, I just find myself thinking about you and missing you. Like, you don't have any idea how fucking crazy you make me. Sometimes I'm just sitting at my desk at work, and then you text me, and then all I can think about is you. Your hair when it curls up naturally, and your dimple on your chin as you smile. And that alone is enough to get me wet. I immediately have to go to the toilet and rub one off. I just can't help it. Don't give me the innocent look now. You've been staring at my cleavage the entire dinner, you fucking perv. The zipper on the back of my dress. Can you feel it? Didn't expect that I was wearing sexy lingerie the whole time, did you? I bought this set to surprise you. Do you like it? Oh, thanks, babe. You really do know how to make a girl feel special. And now, I'm gonna need you to show me what I've been daydreaming about all this time. You've got an amazing cock, babe. It's just so perfect in every way. It needs to be loved and taken care of. I want to memorize every vein along this shaft as I slowly lick your head along the slit. Tapping it on my tongue feels so good for you, I know. But I know what'll feel even better. Do you like looking down at me while I do this? Me on my knees for you. Ah, Can you feel it pressing up against the back of my throat? Love it when you push my limits like that. Hold my head down deeper. Don't worry about the resistance. Knew you'd love fucking my mouth like that. I'll lay face down for you so you can take me from behind. Wait, babe, where are you going? Oh, believe me, we don't need it. I just want you to shove it right in. I mean, I'm glad that you're considerate and that you brought a condom, but seriously, there's no use for it. Put it away. I know that I don't have anything, and I'm pretty sure you would have told me if you did. So, what's the point? Trust me, sweetie. I want you to fuck a baby inside of me. Okay. Let me make this a little more clear then. If you're gonna fuck me, then take off the condom. If I wanted some rubber sliding inside of my pussy, I'd play with my dildo. And I really need your magnificent cock penetrating me, fucking me raw as I feel every inch of it. So no, you throw away that condom and you fuck me how it's meant to be done. That's right, babe. I don't give a fuck about getting pregnant. I just want your cock filling me up. Faster. Faster. I love it when you get rough, so you better put in some effort. Okay. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, please, breed me like there's no fucking tomorrow. You own this pussy, babe. You can do whatever you want with it. My face down in the pillow. That's it. Mark me from the inside, babe. Please, just fill up my pussy with your white fertile seed. I am begging you. Please give it to me. I want nothing more than your baby inside of me. So you can claim me as yours and introduce me as your woman and have everyone know. I can feel it. Oh, your cock is pulsing. Something's about to come out. You better not fucking pull out. Do you hear me? I swear, if you even dare come anywhere but inside of me, I will be so fucking pissed off. I will literally fucking break up with you. Do you understand? Oh, good. Oh, that's it, babe. Oh, that's it. Just like that. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. Oh, fuck, your warm juice filling me up. Oh, fuck. Oh, it. Flood my womb with your hot, sticky cum. Oh, I want to make sure to get all of it. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Wait, don't pull out yet. Some of it is still leaking out. I said I wanted all of it. So you better push it back inside. The only downside is that I can't taste your cum with my pussy. I miss how delicious you are. I'd be a great mother for your child, right? Just look at my body. I know damn well it's prime breeding material. It's just such a shame that pregnancy takes so long, because I cannot wait for you to knock me up again.